Okay, everybody, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Woo-hoo! That was Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman and Eric Clapton, a live version and a collaboration that I found very interesting when I found it, and I wanted to share it with you all.
It was great.
When they play together, do they call that chap clap?
Chap clap.
Oh, my God. Or clap chap.
Clap chap.
Got the clap chap.
Leave it to you, Ty. Leave it to you.
Are you just eating all of the pasta?
Hey, listen, if you're just joining us, let me say again that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Here in the studio, we have across the table from me, my girl Hannah Claire with a mouthful of pasta.
Yes.
Salted.
Salted.
Salted. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
We are sans Jack this evening, but we do have my boy, Ty Ginn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. My name is Mark, and I will continue to be your host for the rest of this journey through the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Let's see. I said before the break that we were going to talk about, I said we were going to talk about the transgender individuals being allowed to go back into the military. I said that we were going to talk about bullying. And I said that, what else did I say? I don't know.
I don't think you said bullying.
Yeah, I did. Oh. I mentioned
did
that.
You?
Yeah, you got to listen to the show, hon. Oh. It's really good.
You say
so. I'm biased, but in my mind, it's really good. But why don't we go ahead and knock out sports, man?
Sports, man.
Let's do that. Let's see.
You mentioned sports.
Yeah.
What? And now you're disappointed.
Ty could have taken a longer break.
Damn it.
I could have the pasta.
Well, look, I've got it here in my pile of papers. I might as well knock it out. I mean, I wrote it. I took the effort to write it down.
I do.
Anyway, my Tampa Bay Bucks play Monday night here at Ray J against the Falcons. The Bucks don't have a Falcon chance at winning this game.
Yes. Thank you.
Hold on. Where's my banana? Oh, damn it. I lost it. Where is it?
Oh.
Here, let me say it again. The Bucks don't have a Falcon chance of winning this game.
You want to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, that was great.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Yeah, anyway. It's been a long time since we played with the buttons.
Yeah.
button.
We don't get to play with the buttons.
Button, where's the button? Yeah, anyway.
And he's not safe with the buttons.
Right, no, you're the button pusher.
I don't think there's a chance in hell that we're going to beat the Falcons on Monday night. Because we're a terrible team this year. And it's unfortunate because I had such high hopes, especially after them being featured on Hard Knocks, the HBO special. I don't know. I think a lot of the sports writers gave the Bucks a lot better chance than they really have. And it's just been a sad, mediocre, at best, sort of season. There's no star on the team. There's nobody lighting up the scoreboard. I mean, there's nobody lighting up a broadcast where you hear that person's name mentioned over and over again for the good that they're doing on the field.
Right.
You're just not hearing it. And now McCoy is out for the season. Winston's already been injured, and I'm not so sure that he's 100%.
Wasn't he caught G and the P?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where that's going. That, you know, that's got to be weighing on him as well. You know, anytime you have that kind of thing going on. And that brings me to the whole sexual misconduct stories that we hear on a daily basis.
Right.
I was talking to somebody today, and it's like, when are these stories going to go away? I mean, Puerto Rico disappeared.
Right.
The Las Vegas shooter disappeared. But this whole sexual misconduct thing is gaining speed.
Right.
And every single day,
there's
more and more
else.
People are coming out of the woodwork. And I don't even know what to think about it. I'm a little irritated about it because now I almost feel like, look, I have nothing against women. And certainly if women have been traumatized, raped, that kind of thing, I'm on your side.
Right.
But if you're gonna come crying foul after 20 years because somebody grabbed your butt, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
I truly don't want to hear about it. You know, it's
Did he grab it just now? Did it just happen? Because that's frowned upon these days.
Yeah,
back
absolutely.
Then, that was part of the status quo.
You know, I hear people saying that a lot of the people that have been accused, one of the things that's positive is that they sort of get in front of it. If they come out and they admit it, and then, you know, that puts them ahead of the story. It's like, okay, look, I did wrong. I apologize. I am so sorry that this happened to you, and I'm so sorry that this caused you any kind of stress.
Duress.
Stress in your life. So get in front of it. And hearing that sort of statement got me to thinking that, I don't know if you remember the Saturday Night Live skit where it's like 200 Helens agree.
Yes.
And they would have this question, and then they'd have a field full of 200 women all named Helen.
Right.
And they were all like, we agree.
We agree.
Right. So what if everybody in Hollywood, all the men in Hollywood, just got in this big field and all at once.
Look, I was an asshat. Yeah,
I haven't been accused yet, but I'm sorry, damn it. I am sorry.
My bad.
Yeah. No. I mean, let's nip it in the bud because, I mean, how else is this ever going to go away? Is this going to continue to steamroll,
not only
through, you know, Hollywood, sports, you name it, you know.
All across the board, yeah.
It ends when we impeach
and the
Cheeto.
Thing is, you don't even hear about what's happening to regular people. You know, I mean, you can't tell me that this only happens, in Hollywood and with sports. You know, it happens everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, it's not right. It shouldn't be that way. But I just wonder how sensitive people are actually becoming.
It doesn't happen now the way it used to.
Right.
But I mean, that.
Well, and I don't think it'll ever happen again.
No.
The way it used to now. I mean, everybody. Look. Not fortunately, but here's the thing. A lot of the people that have been accused are all multimillionaires. Mm-hmm. So if their career goes away, well, okay.
Let's hope they, you know.
I mean, it's not really affecting them. Now, if you've been accused of rape, like this Russell Simmons, he's been accused by like 8 different women of rape.
Oh, man.
That's pretty serious.
That's serious. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I heard today that the police are starting to investigate him a little bit harder and could actually file charges.
Burn him.
Well, I don't think so. If he's guilty of rape, obviously, you got to take care of that. Shame. Anyway, so I don't know how we got off on that tangent. I guess, how do we do that? Hannah.
Sports.
Well, let me go ahead and say that the Bucks don't have a Falcon chance of beating the Falcons on Monday night. My Bucks are currently 4-9. The Falcons are 8-5, still in the race. Now, a bright spot for Monday night's game at Raymond James Stadium is that former coach John Gruden is going to be inducted into the Ring of Honor there at the stadium. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. There have also been rumors that John Gruden wants to become a coach again. And, of course, because we are having such a crappy season.
Again.
Yeah. Rumors are that maybe Johnny Boy, Chucky, will be our coach again. I don't see that happening. But, you know, that's what
I don't see it either.
Right. Anyway, game time Monday night is 8:30. And I don't know what channel we even play. That's too late for me. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Lightning still on fire. Still on fire, my Tampa Bay Lightning.
Still melting the ice.
Yep, they won again last night, beating the Arizona Coyotes 4-1. That's a 6 in a row for the Bolts. They face the Avalanche tomorrow night in Colorado. Game time, 9 o'clock. Go Bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got to get to a Bolts game before the season's over. I don't know how we're going to do that.
I don't either.
But we need to get over there and see a Bolts game. I don't know. I mean, the closer they get to... Well, I mean, the end of the season, it seems like hockey goes until July.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just seems like hockey just goes on forever, but... I don't know. It seems like we have time to figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Anyway, so I tell you what. Let's go into the whole bully thing. I don't know if you have. Has anybody in here ever been bullied?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who? All right. Who was your bully, and what did you do about it?
Everyone.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
She
you
went
mean?
To middle school.
I went to public middle school.
Yeah, but I mean, how were you bullied? I mean, were people teasing you?
Yeah.
I mean, but look, kids
you
are
mean.
Kids, and there's a lot of teasing that goes back and forth.
Yeah, but it
was
wasn't
there?
That.
But was there one person? Well, see, now here's the thing: you grew up in the era of social media.
Yeah.
So, oh, you did have an incident
yes.
on social
I've
media.
I've had many.
I forgot about that.
I have had many.
Right.
I've had tons of bullies, yeah, and they've been bad.
Well, you're not very likable, and you are goofy.
I know.
Looking, so, I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, I've thought about sending you some weird text, too, but.
Right.
Hijacking your Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
Cool stuff.
Your
Ty,
MySpace.
Have you ever been bullied?
Not really.
No. Nah.
I've had a couple people try.
Yeah, right. Steph, did you ever get bullied?
Not really.
As short as you are.
Yeah, no.
Never
only
bullied.
You, dear.
Only me. I can remember when I was in middle school, I got bullied by Robbie Effin Norton. And he was the kid that was like held back. He was older and taller than the rest of us. He looked like a rock and roll roadie, always wore the concert tee. You know, had like
shaggy hair,
black Led Zeppelin hair.
Nice.
You know, right?
You got a problem there, bro?
Had scoliosis, you know. But he picked on all the kids. And
All of the kids.
Well, he picked on a lot of us. He picked on me and my crew for sure. And it started like toward the end of seventh grade. And then when we went back for eighth grade, he enhanced his bullying. And it seemed like especially toward me, I don't know why. And I remember
because you're special.
He liked you.
Well, I told my mom, yeah. I said, look, I said, there's this kid at school, Robbie Norton, who's, you know, he's bugging me. It's like he would hit me in the back or if I was coming down the hall, he would try to trip me or he would shove me, that kind of thing.
He thought you were cute.
Yes. In hindsight.
He had a crush on me. But here's the thing.
You were cute.
And I was cute. but here's
the
thing.
You had a great butt.
Yeah. Yeah,
seventh grade.
Even in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was known as the butt.
Yeah. Here comes the butt.
Here comes the butt. So I went home and I told my mom, I said, look, here's this kid, Robbie Norton, and he's bugging me like every day. And she said, look, I can't fight your battles for you. You're going to have to take care of this on your own. Right. So this one particular day, we were at lunch. And this is back in the day where a lot of kids took their lunch to school, and this was before they had Ziploc bags and stuff like that. So, like, your sandwich was wrapped in aluminum foil,
yeah,
that kind of thing. Well, I was taking everybody's aluminum foil, and I was molding it into this metallic orb.
Orb.
The orb.
And orb
it was
of death.
It wasn't
death star.
It wasn't quite as big as a baseball, but it was bigger than a golf ball. It was somewhere in between. more like a lacrosse ball. It had some size to it. And because of the way that I was packing it tightly and tightly, it had some weight to it.
Hatred.
Anyway, me and my crew were famous for, you know,
grab acid?
Well, we were stalling in the lunchroom, and it never failed. We were always running to that class after lunch. Well, we start running toward the class after lunch, and lo and behold, Robbie Norton sticks his leg out and trips me, causing me to go, you know, face first onto the floor, spewing my books everywhere. I was so upset. Truly. I mean, destroyed. But
Troy,
because everybody
mortally pissed
it was,
off.
It was one of those situations where that happens and time stands still.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stopped and saw me laying on my face
laying
and my books
my face.
Everywhere. But I had that wad of aluminum foil in my hand that I have been working into the ball of death. I got up and I was so angry. I had the ball in my hand. I started running toward him. You should have seen his face. As I got closer, he started to backpedal, and I threw that ball as hard as I could, and I hit him square in the forehead, and he fell down like a sack of potatoes, and he never once even looked at me again. Not ever. So what I'm saying is, sometimes,
sometimes you gotta be a bully.
Well, no, sometimes you have to stand up to your bully. You know what I'm saying? I think that's really the only, look, in my life, in my experience, that's how you get through that experience. You have to face your bully with force.
Well, you always told me when Ty was bullying me to just punch him in the nose.
That's right. And you did it that one time in the pool, and I've never seen a more concerned look on his face. It was like, this isn't democracy.
Yeah. I think we were all shook. You guys didn't expect it. Ty didn't expect it. I didn't expect it.
I personally was shook because I didn't think you would do it.
Yeah, you were the one egging me on.
I didn't egg you on. I just said, look, if he doesn't stop splashing, you swim over there and punch him in the nose.
Yeah, and then he started splashing me, and you said, punch him in the nose. Right. So I went down, popped up, and punched him square in the nose.
Great parenting.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what? What do we got? What are we doing?
You guys keep going.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, the reason I brought this up is because there was a story in the paper this week about bullying, and there was this kid from Tennessee. His name is Keaton, and he's in middle school, just like I was in middle school, and he was complaining, and apparently he's got some sort of, he might have a cleft palate. And he's got something kind of different with his nose, that kind of thing. But he's a teenager, you know. He claimed to be bullied. He claimed that the other students poured milk on him and they shoved ham down his pants, that kind of thing. His mother...
That's kind of gay.
Well, yeah, it is gay. But his mother decided that she was going to put a video on Facebook about the whole situation and his recollection of what happened. Well, the whole video went viral, okay?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You have seen it. Yeah. Okay, I have not seen it, but apparently it got like 18 million views.
And more bullying.
And, well, here's the thing about it. After it went viral, there were a lot of people that saw it, a lot of athletes and several stars and things like that, the celebrities, basically, they saw it and they reached out to this kid. His name is Keaton. For instance, Tennessee Titans tight end Delanie Walker invited Keaton and his family to an upcoming Titans game. All right, so that's one thing. University of Tennessee wide receiver Tyler Byrd said he and several teammates would visit Keaton at school. Okay, so like kind of a show of force,
right?
Kind of thing. Country music star Kelsey Ballerini and Dale Earnhardt Jr. also tweeted messages of support. Actor Chris Evans invited Keaton and his family to see Avengers: Infinity War, and Snoop Dogg sent Keaton an Instagram telling Keaton he was a friend for life and love is the only way to beat hate.
And a big bag of weed from Snoop.
So that all sounds very positive that these people are in support or at least trying to support or lift the spirits of this young man who's being bullied.
Right.
Now, then it comes out the next day that maybe the story's not what it really is. It turns out that his mom not only has several pictures of her with a Confederate flag, his dad is in prison. Turns out he's like a white supremacist with tattoos on his body that are like white and proud and, you know, that superior race and things like that, you know, tattooed on his body. And it turns out that other students at the school said that the reason that Keaton was bullied is because he was throwing the N-word around. So a lot of the people that were supporting Keaton originally have sort of backed off of their support. And, rightfully so. The mother even went so far as to create a GoFundMe fund to sort of, I don't know why. Why would you do a GoFundMe? Yeah. What are you going to do with the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that for?
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about, but
GoFundMe shut the page down.
Yeah, right. And I think a lot of these people that reached out to him have since separated themselves from the whole story. But
I'm thinking Snoop.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, bullying. Especially. Bullying is not right, and bullying we've seen, you know, in our recent past. That bullying can be very detrimental, especially in the teenage years. You know, kids can be very vicious. And, you know, especially now with social media, where people, you don't have to be brave to bully somebody. You know, back in my day, you basically had to bully somebody face to face. Now, all of a sudden, you've got social media balls and you can, you know, say things that you wouldn't necessarily have the nerve to say to somebody. You know, to their face.
Right.
So things get real ugly, and can get you know, to the point where you're. Oh, we just saw that story several months ago where the girl and her boyfriend. I mean, she basically he was very depressed, couldn't figure his life out, and she basically talked him into via social media to committing suicide.
Right.
You know. So bullying is not right. It's a terrible thing, but. Lying about being bullied is also bad.
Well, I mean, he wasn't right. Lying about being bullied. It's just...
Why?
Why?
Yeah, right. I mean, I believe that he did get the milk poured on him, and I believe he got ham shoved in his pants.
Yes.
Which I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
But
like that, you little Nazi.
Yeah, you little Nazi. I don't know. What? What? What'd you say?
What? That's gross, though. That's weird.
Oh, and you never had ham in your pants?
No, I can't say that I have.
No.
That's not my go-to.
Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
No.
It's have cool. You?
Your thing, huh?
Yeah.
No. All right.
Bloney in my armpits.
Hammy britches. Mm-hmm. All right.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Let's see. Where are we? Why don't we?
Who knows?
Do we want to play Stump the Chump?
Yes, we can.
Why don't we knock that out?
I would love to win $20. Thank you.
Me too.
Well, you need the money, that's for sure.
Hannah, I do.
Hannah needs a new car. We're going to start...
Hannah needs a new car.
A GoFundMe account for Hannah.
Yes.
I just got rid of her car today.
Very sad day.
The junkyard came to get it, and it's very sad, the value that a junkyard will give your car, even though it's got newish tires, the interior is fine.
Great.
It's got one dent in it, but just because it won't run.
Yeah. They give you
they're so funny about that.
Minor problem.
Yeah. They're only willing to give you $200, which is
for a
ridiculous.
Great big Jeep.
But I guess, you know, look, they're in business just like everybody else is.
That's
in
a big
business.
Hunk of metal.
Yeah, but
all
the thing is, look,
they're
only going to be able to, the tires are worth more than $200, but they're going to be able to part it out and maybe they'll make $1,000, $1,500 off of it, you know,
can we get
that
two?
Kind of thing before
and
they
it'll...
squash it.
Well, and it could take them several years
to part
all of the parts out.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be at that place over off of, what is it, the 49th? Like when you're going on your way to a 118th?
Yeah.
Right.
With all the cars stacked
it'll
up.
It'll be stacked on
pick
top.
Pick apart. Right. Yeah. So if you want to go visit it or anything like that, or if you forgot anything in there, you probably go.
Go get it.
Yeah, pick your part back.
But then you'll have to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. All right, why don't we take a quick break, and then we're going to play Stump the Chump. Do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We do.
What would it be?
Well, let's see. Since we are this close to Christmas.
Yes.
And we're trying to get in the spirit.
Yes.
Tonight's theme is the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, that's cool. Now, listen, if you've been listening to the show, not including the first song, which was a Mess Around by Ray Charles, but the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler, the Gimme One Reason by Tracy Chapman and Eric Clapton, they were live, okay? This next song I'm going to play is also live.
Nice.
And
a live theme.
it's a live song that probably won't get you in the Christmas mood because it's basically it will remind you of a murderer.
Oh, great!
Cool.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to play our Christmas Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer themed version of Stump the Chump. We'll be right back.
It's a song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles. We're stealing the fight. When you get to the bottom, you go back to the top of the slide, and you stop, and you turn, and you go for a ride. Then you get to the bottom, then you see me again. Do you, don't you want me to love you? Come on now, fast and right here for you. Tell me, tell me, tell me this. Ain't no love, but you ain't no dancer.
Short because we have a call. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to? Caller? Hello, caller?
No one.
Oh, no. No one.
All right, I'm going to play the rest of the song. Again, let me try this again. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
How y'all doing?
Oh.
This is Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Wilbur Addison Smith. Yeah, how y'all doing?
Good, man. You called us a couple of weeks ago. How you?
Well, yeah, I tell you. We had a whole lot going on here in Alabama. I told you about that old boy tried to take that Senate seat.
Roy Moore. Roy Moore, right, right.
Yeah, he lost. He lost. So I tell you something.
Yeah.
There's going to be some changes around here. How y'all doing over there, okay?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing the show. We were in the middle of a song. But we cut over to take your call because, look, quite frankly, we don't get very many calls. So it's always it's nice to hear from somebody out there.
Well, what kind of music were you playing?
Well, this was actually a live version of Helter Skelter by U2.
U2? Okay.
Yeah. Are you familiar with wow. U2?
I know that letting women saying me too. I know that.
Yeah. Hashtag me too. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Anyway.
You know who's, it should be hashtag you too. All the famous people that are being accused, they should start their own hashtag you too.
What the heck is a hashtag?
You ever play tic-tac-toe?
Oh, yeah, I win all the time because I start right in the middle every time.
Well, forget about the X's and O's and the
make it mini.
The grid there. Yeah, that's the hashtag.
Yeah. Well, you know, every day,
yeah.
I think I remember talking to you something about the fact that every day somebody rich and powerful go down, but still... It's going along with my theory that they're all ugly, and I told you that before, every one of them.
Well,
every one.
A lot of them. I mean, I think Hannah thought that Matt Lauer was kind of cute, but, I mean, for the most part, yeah. For the most part, I think a lot of them are very ugly.
Ugly.
Well, does Hannah wear some of them Coke bottle glasses or something like that?
No, but she probably should.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I talked it over with Mr. Ed.
Yeah. Okay.
And Mr. I told him how nice y'all were because he's shy and he don't want to, like, just talk to anybody. You know?
Right.
But he said he'd talk to you. Well, so what I got to do right now real quick here is I got to set up the phone for him right against the wall here by the corral door.
Yeah. All right.
And then he'll come on up and just let me set this up real quick and then we'll have him come up. All right.
Hold on now. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah. I can't wait for this.
Right. This is exciting.
Yeah. All right.
I heard that, right?
Come on now, Ed. Got to talk to these people, all right? All right, he's ready. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Ed, man, this is an honor to be speaking to you on my radio show. Geez, Louise. So you live in Alabama. What do you do there?
Well, I'm Mr. Ed. You know that.
Yeah. And I used to watch your show.
What I'm doing most of the time is just horsing around, you know.
Yeah, what's so funny about that is my son is a jackass.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Then my Wilbur really good to me. He's so good to me.
Well, that's good.
I like Wilbur.
Well, you've been with him for a long time.
I heard that he told you that I was pretty good looking horse. That made me feel pretty good.
Yeah. I think so too. What do you call like a white horse? Isn't like a white horse like a Apollonia or something like that? I don't know.
I might be making stuff up.
I don't know. That's just a white horse to me. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway,
yeah.
Wilbur got me all set up real nice in this barn here.
Yeah.
And he lets me listen to music.
Yeah.
And it's pretty nice. What? I just finished listening to my favorite music.
What was it?
It's called, it's by a group called Hay and Oats.
Hay and Oats? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play some nice music. You know, Wilbur, actually, he likes country music, you know?
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, yeah, I kind of like a combination of country and rock.
Okay.
I call that crock. Yeah. Combination.
Yeah.
So, it's it's all right over here with old Wilbur.
Well, good. I'm glad he treats you right.
Yeah, well, he gave me, you know, carrot sticks and apple cores.
Right.
And everything else I need.
Well, good. How old of a horse are you now? I mean, you were in those shows like years ago.
How dare you ask me about my age? You know you're not supposed to ask a horse their age.
I mean, how old does a horse get before they're sent to the glue factory?
Oh, don't you say that now. I'm gonna have Wilbur hang up. You start talking about the glue factory.
Isn't it kind of funny that the glue factory, it's like Elmer's and your owner's Wilbur. It's kind of similar. Elmer, Wilbur.
I do know someone named Elmer, but they ain't from the glue factory.
No, good.
Is there anything that you want for Christmas this year?
Yeah. What's an old horse like for Christmas?
You know how a horse is a horse, of course. You know, what else would I need?
What about some new shoes? Some horseshoes?
Well, you know, once in a while, I'll get some new shoes, but I don't need any now because I stopped running.
Yeah.
I ain't doing no more racing or running around. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Hey, do you ever walk into a bar and the bartender say, "Hey, Mr. Ed, why the long face?"
You know, I don't know where you're hearing all this stuff because, first of all, horses don't walk into bars, you know?
Well, I thought with some of your new horseshoes that you might be getting around town, something like that.
And, well, that's not the case over here. But I'm going to let you talk to Wilbur because you're making me crazy right now with all that stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, Wilbur, he taught me how to read a few words and a few letters and everything, but...
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you a question.
Okay. Lay it on.
Last week, mm-hmm. old Wilbur took me for a walk.
Yeah.
And about maybe a mile away, and there's a condominium complex over there.
Right.
And Wilbur was talking to one of his friends, and I looked over the fence. There was a pool over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it said no diving, and then it said no horseplay. What does that mean, no horseplay?
Well, for you, it means...
Wait a minute now. I'm just asking you, what does it mean? No, I don't go into the pool. So why is it that human beings are in there and it says no horseplay? What does that mean?
Well, I, you know what? As far as the pool goes, I've not ever seen a pool, a horse at the pool. So,
are you saying they can't go to the pool?
Well,
are you horsest?
I'm not horsest. No, I would just like to look. Yeah, right. I would like to think that if any horse came to the pool, that he would act respectfully. Right?
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you back to Wilbur.
All right.
So it's been nice talking to you.
Well, thanks,
and
Mr.
if
Ed.
I don't talk to you anymore before the holiday, have a good holiday.
You too. And
okay.
It was an honor
okay,
speaking to you.
Okay, hold on now. Here's Wilbur.
All right.
It's Wilbur. Get back on the phone with these crazy people.
Well,
all right.
Well, I told you that Mr. Ed had talked to you.
You sure did. And we appreciate it. That was a fantastic look. I was always a big fan of the Mr. Ed show when I was a kid. And that was, how can I not feel honored to speak to one of my childhood heroes? Mr. Ed.
Well, you see how shy he is?
He is.
And he's pretty humble. He's pretty humble, too. See, he used to race a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he just said he don't need no shoes. But that's because he ain't racing no more. He actually won a number of races, and then we put him out to stud.
Sure.
Oh.
But, what's wrong with that?
But, Mr. Ed... He didn't want to be accused of sexual harassment or anything like that. So he said he ain't going to do that no more. But anyway, I did get him a subscription. You know, remember that horse? It's his favorite horse, by the way.
Yeah.
Secretariat.
Yeah, sure.
Secretariat won the Triple Crown.
Okay, yeah,
so
right.
To him, to Mr. Ed, Secretariat is... like a hero, you know?
Absolutely. I get that. Sure.
Yeah. So Secretariat put out a magazine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's got the money.
Right. He's just so, a rich old stud now.
Yeah, it only come out once a year.
Yeah.
It's called Play Pony.
Play Pony.
And so... Yeah, so I got a subscription from Mr. Ed for Play Pony, and I set up a music stand inside the corral there, Now, Mr. Ed, he's real smart. You know, he can use his nose to turn the pages.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know? Yeah, because it's kind of wet, you know, wet nose. So he go up to the pages Sticky. And turns them. And so anyway, he enjoys that.
Yeah.
He enjoys music.
Yeah.
And then one thing I'm going to tell you, like, he likes that music called Croc.
Yeah, right, right.
But I like country music.
Well, he mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually wrote a song.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's called You Stole My Wife, You Dirty Horse Thief. And that's the name of my country song.
I like that.
People like it when they hear it. They go like, you stole my wife, you dirty horse thief. I saw you take her from the barn. You stole my wife, you dirty horse thief. And they go on and on like that. You know, I don't want to bore you or anything.
I love it.
Plus, I don't want anybody stealing my song over the air, you know.
Oh, right.
Can I find it on iTunes? Because I'd love to play that on the show.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so. Not yet. I got to get that all copyrighted and everything, you know.
Get on it, because it's good.
All right. So anyway, it's been nice talking to you. I hope you have a great holiday.
Yes,
if I don't talk to you before then. And Mr. Ed, he's over there shaking his head like he still can't believe he's talking to you, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, I thought it was a nice conversation, and I appreciate you putting him on the phone with us, because that was a lot of fun.
All right, y'all. It's been so nice to talk to you, and talk to you again someday, all right?
All right, Wilbur. Thank you so much for calling in, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
All right,
Take
buddy.
Care.
All right, you too.
There's our buddy Wilbur.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
We met a celebrity.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a celebrity call in.
Mr. Friggin' Ed.
Mr. Ed.
How about that?
You asked him about the glue factory.
Well, you know.
You don't talk about the glue factory.
It's got to be something in the back of his mind. You know, it's got to be something that he's thinking about, you know, on the reg. You know, I mean,
Are you on the reg?
Not lately.
Well, I think
as a matter of fact, I don't know if I need some
Metamucil
or whatever, but I am not on the reg lately. Damn it. I go my whole life, 53 years on the reg, and now all of a sudden, plugged up. All right, let's play Stump the Chump.
Woo! All right.
Money!
Moving on.
All right, does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter? Yeah. All right, this is going to be the Christmas Rudolph the Red-Nosed version, themed Stump the Chump.
Yes.
All right.
Here we go.
Hold on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the elf tie?
Herbie.
Say that again?
Herbie.
Is it? No, Hermie. It's Hermie.
Dad's right.
Hermie.
Is he?
Yes.
Hermie.
His real name is not a name. His real name is Herman.
Hermie.
He wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, I'm getting to that one.
Hermie. So that's one for me.
That's
all right,
one
let's
for
go.
Mark. What's the name of the prospector? Ty.
Oh, Yukon Cornelius.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
All right, Mark has one. Ty has one. And what is the name of Rudolph's doe friend?
Clarice.
Mark has two. Ty has one. Hannah, you're going to have to...
Hannah hasn't seen the movie.
Hannah's going to have to jump in.
I can't ring fast enough.
What was the Bumble's one weakness?
Bad teeth.
No, that was at the end of the film. I'll give you the choices. He couldn't run.
Right.
He couldn't fly.
Right.
He couldn't swim.
Swim. It was swim.
Swim.
He can bounce, swim. Though.
And Hannah's on the board. Mark has two. Ty has one. Hannah has one. Oh, turn the page. What was the name of the Jack in the Box on the aisle of Misfit Toys? Hannah.
Jax.
No.
No?
That's why it was on the aisle of Misfit Toys. Ty.
Charlie.
Charlie. He was a Charlie in the Box. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh,
Kirk has...
Oh, when there's a voice like that?
Yes.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh.
Mark has two. Ty has two. Hannah has one.
Turn my crank. Oh.
Oh, God.
What?
What? God, sexual harassment.
Nope.
Nope.
No hands, no foul. Sticks and stones, baby. Words will never hurt you.
What was the name of Rudolph's reindeer buddy during the reindeer games? Ty.
Is it Fireball?
Yes.
Oh, that was Gordon.
And Ty goes up three. Mark has two and has one.
Ben Affleck, reindeer games.
What animal noise did Hermie make to distract the bumble?
A big reindeer fart.
Do you remember when they were
a dolphin?
What? No, a dolphin.
I don't know.
Did he woof?
Yes.
Did he baa? Did he oink?
Oink!
Or did he moo?
He was oinking.
He oinked.
Oinked.
That's me.
So Hannah has two. Ty has three.
How many do I have?
None.
Two.
Oh, you're still in the game. You still have two.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie...
I can't believe we have so many Rudolph questions.
Yes. When they tell Cornelius goodbye,
yeah,
they say, "Goodbye, Cornelius. I hope you find lots of..."
Gold.
What? No.
Coal?
No. Do they say gold, which we know is no.
Silver and gold.
Tinsel, silver, stuff.
Stuff.
No.
Tinsel?
Tinsel.
Really?
Oh, yes.
For Christ's sake.
And
hope
with that,
you find tons of tinsel.
Yes. With that, Ty wins.
Great.
Now we have to watch the movie.
I don't know if we have that.
Well, we'll have to, I don't know. Netflix it, Hulu, Amazon Prime. Somebody's got to have it.
Hey, you know how recently we've sort of been kicking around the idea of moving into a bigger house?
Yes.
Our circumstances here have gotten to the point where we might need a larger abode.
Yes.
Okay.
Situation has
I saw an article in the Week magazine that makes me think that maybe we should consider moving abroad.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
I love broads.
Me too. We should move her right in with us. No, but
oh my God, we can't handle another one.
I was thinking about moving maybe to like Ireland.
Ireland would be awesome.
How cool is that? Isn't that the Emerald Island, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I read this article about this little village in Ireland called Ringaskiddy.
Mm.
Ringaskiddy.
Nice.
Let me spell that for you. R-I-N-G-A, Skiddy.
Skiddy.
Ringaskiddy. Okay. Now, what's appealing about Ringaskiddy is that it is very near a Viagra plant.
Oh.
People in Ringaskiddy claim that since the Viagra plant was became operational in 1998, that their sex lives have like blossomed. Men and women.
So is it in the air?
It's they're saying water? That the fumes from the Viagra plant are making everybody unbelievably horny all the time.
Huh.
Not only the people, but the dogs. You cannot walk through Ringaskiddy without having a dog hump your leg. It's that bad.
Wow.
The plant went into operation in 1998. In 2000, they had a baby boom. One resident who was interviewed for this article said, "One whiff and you're stiff."
Oh, my.
It said that. Ty, I'm not making this up. It was in the article. I'm telling you. I'll show you. Jeez. I didn't make that up. But, yeah.
Well, does it have a smell? I mean, can you?
I don't know.
I guess that's pretty much like smoking it.
Well, but
anytime you live close to a factory, there's got to be some sort of,
smell.
Smell, I would imagine.
But I mean, is it a pleasant smell and an unpleasant smell?
Well, honey, it's got to be fantastic. One whiff and you're stiff.
Apparently, you don't care.
Swamp ass and disappointment.
You need to go hump a leg.
Yeah. Not only are the Dobermans humping your leg, but every male in town is humping your leg.
It's the sexual harassment headquarters.
It's the sexual harassment headquarters of the world.
Came at me.
From Ringaskiddy.
I don't think we should move there.
I was sexually harassed in Ringaskiddy, a small village in Ireland. Let's move there.
Okay.
Tilly will love it.
What else do we have? Yeah. What else? Oh, man. Hey, what about the lady that lost her mind on the Southwest Airlines flight the other day? Apparently she's a big smoker.
Yes.
On a flight that's like an hour and 20 minutes. She couldn't hang out for the whole flight without going into the bathroom, deactivating the smoke alarm. She got caught smoking in the bathroom. They pulled her out and they said that she was going to be arrested after the flight. Da 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 da. And she lost her mind. She started screaming, "I will kill everybody on this plane."
Oh, nice.
She said that over and over again. Okay.
Put her out.
At what point?
Yeah, there.
At what point, as another passenger, is it okay? Now, this is a woman. Okay. At what point, with her threatening everybody's life, is it okay if a male goes over and just knocks her out?
Flush her.
I mean, do you suppose if you did strike her at the end of the flight, would then you be arrested?
Yes, probably. For
I don't
assault.
Understand why.
She would sue
she
you.
She was threatening the entire flight.
Yeah, as soon as you threaten somebody,
right.
Then
fair
it's, you
game.
Know. Yeah.
So isn't
as soon
that,
as she says, "I'm killing everybody," yeah. That's when you take her down.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're on the floor.
I mean, how do you do it, though? I mean, without her. I mean, if you can't hit her, what
oh,
can you do?
Oh, at that point, I think you can hit her.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So yeah. It's okay. So it's yeah. Like if you are sitting with her, like not if you're not with her, but in the same row.
No, see, what you do, you yeah. Take your keys out of your pocket, right?
Yeah.
You take one of your shoes off,
yeah.
Put your keys in your sock, and beat the shit out of her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that
good
seems
plan.
A little extreme. I mean, when were you in prison?
I was just on a flight.
Not that they give you keys in prison.
Ty had a plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've seen your keys.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I just...
I hope you don't have any holes in your
socks. I thought
socks.
It was an interesting story because it's like, you know, here's this woman who is obviously having the most outrageous nicotine fit.
Right.
To the point where she was caught not only dismantling or unabling the smoke detector, but she was caught smoking.
Well, it would help if they actually had smoking areas at the airport. You
but
didn't
they do.
Have to, you
they
didn't
do.
Have, most
it's
of them
outside.
Don't anymore.
They do not.
I was listening
they do
to a
not.
Show and they said that they some airports have a bunch of them.
Yeah, well, the ones around here do not.
I think you have to be in the deep south to go to one of those airports where tobacco is a big deal.
Right. Right. You know, you have to get there early. You have to be there right. 2 hours before flight time. Mm-hmm. God forbid you had to park your car, take the shuttle.
Right.
You can't smoke in any of those locations.
No.
You know, by the time you're in that hour-long flight, you've been without a cigarette 4 or 5 hours.
Forever.
And you're pretty much homicidal.
I guess.
And there's stress.
A lot of stress. All right, where are we?
Who knows?
Got like 2 minutes.
Two minutes? Oh, man. I wanted to give you some of these quotes. At least let me hold
do it quick.
Which one was my favorite one?
Go, go, go.
All right, one of them says, "Say yes and you'll figure it out afterward."
Nice.
That came from Tina Fey.
Like.
Well, just read them if you're going to read them.
What would your good do if evil didn't exist? And what would the earth look like if all the shadows disappeared? That came from novelist Mikhail Bulgakov. Anyway, look, we're right down to it.
Yeah, we're right down to it.
All right, everybody. Hannah Claire, here at the end of the show, do you have anything you want to share?
No.
Nothing. Stephanie.
Damon Fowler and Selwyn Birchwood Tuesday, the 19th at the Hideaway Cafe.
Yes, and we have a signed-in
invitation. Tickets.
Yes. Ty Ginn, anything you want to add?
Star Wars.
Right. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
Oh, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Dad.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We have 10 days until Christmas.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad. Happy Hanukkah. Fourth day. Tomorrow's the fifth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the weather's going to be kind of decent this weekend. Get out there and enjoy it while you can before Hanukkah it gets too cold, the next cold front. And we look forward to speaking to you again. We're going to do it next Friday?
Yes.
The 22nd?
As far as I know.
Let's do it. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We will speak to you again next Friday. Love you. Bye.
That's it.